Hello and welcome to Malas Noticias, where our news is muy, muy mala. Today, we bring, to no one in particular, a sad girl soliloquy. For me, and anyone who happens to be listening. A question. What if hell is not some far away fire pit? An eventual end to a life lived wickedly? What if, as it turns out, the fire and brimstone is far more invasive, endemic even, under the nails and in the hair, so quotidian as to be sinister, asbestos of the soul, not something you can opt into or check out of, rather something that's just always around, behind you, in front of you, the foundation, embedded in the walls, floating in the air, metastasizing in the lungs. Chronic massacre with no foreseeable shift in the tides. What if apocalypse was indeed here, now? After all, what is more terrifying than inertia and no one on the way? This has been Malas Noticias, where our news is, unfortunately, muy, muy mala.
She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree, who copes with life by smoking too much weed, dodging cochinos as she rolls down the street.
Oye, mami, I wanna be your dog.
Aim higher, pendejo.
She's la marihuanera, as seen on IG.
That's me.
Marihuanera.
Hey there, marihuaneras. Welcome to season two. Oh, fuck. I fucked up. All right, but for real this time. Hey, marihuaneras. Welcome to season two, episode 18 of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, created and hosted and written by me, Mala Munoz. A reminder, a gentle one, that you can leave me a voice message on our website, locatoraradio.com. Your voice message just might make it into a future episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. Once again, head to locatoraradio.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter, Besitos, while you're at it. That's locatoraradio.com. And check the show notes on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Leave me a review if I make you laugh, if I make you cry, if I make you cough. Leave me a review or a voice message. Obey me. So to take a break from bossing you around, let me thank you once again for tuning in to my humble little podcast, Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. I am your most, what would be a good word? I am your most modest and virginal host, Mala Munoz, here to just bring you a little chatter, a little convo, a little reflection for the day. Now, this is a cannabis podcast and a comedy podcast. And as you have probably all gathered by now, not just because of my show, but because of just the world, that comedians have a lot of feelings. And when I think of comedy and music and art and performance, I am always drawn to those works and those artists with complicated relationships to themselves, their emotions, substances, and the world around them. I appreciate and identify with the moodiness, the genius, the darkness of folks like Carlin and Pryor and Winehouse and Prince and Etta James and all the rest, and all the very creative, highly talented, super sad artists out there that also love to smoke weed and other things, of course, but I really only smoke weed. Alcohol is the hardest drug that I do. And I won't comment on any specific comedians because there are too many, being too stupid to constantly give any meaningful personalized feedback. But blanket statements will do, because one of the major issues with ignorant comedians is a lack of originality, research, or unique thought. And I really do think that the comedians sharing their feelings right now on huge stages are the wrong comedians sharing straight up the wrong feelings on platforms that are way too big for feelings that are way too small. And when I say small, I mean feeble, ignorant, small-minded, sad, and yes, still dangerous and violent. I don't believe all feelings are valid, and I don't believe all ideas deserve audiences or a turn at the podium. I think that more men, especially men with means and influence and money and real platforms, need to shut the fuck up about their maladjusted feelings and get to work to address things like guns and police and abortion and voting and housing and violence against all women and all children. Fuck your feelings, you useless pieces of shit. And not to be all, oh, men should be working, but men are really doing way too much fucking talking and not enough fucking labor. There is a greater imbalance now, maybe, than there ever has been. Useless. Useless. It's a joke, but to recite a Twitter prayer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Lord, the men you put on this earth to hunt big game and fight off enemies are starting podcasts about high-value men and committing massacres with AR-15s. So to cope, I bring you this episode, the Sad Girl Soliloquy. Every episode is really a soliloquy, minus the interviews. I sit in my studio apartment above my grandma Nacha's garage by myself. I write out my little outline. I gather my thoughts. I pack a bowl and I set up my mic. I unplug my fridge because it's loud AF. I pause whatever I've been watching. Usually it's Intervention, but today it was Grey Gardens. And I sit down to record. And today it's Wednesday, May 25th. We, as in the royal we, as in probably everyone listening, also me, we are all reeling from the mass shooting in Buffalo, the mass shooting in Texas, mass shooting after mass shooting. And today I just want to talk about smoking weed to cope with life. I was going to share with you guys an interview I did with a really incredible woman in the cannabis space who started her own weed brand and her own series of dispensaries, but we'll save that interview for another time. I just don't have the energy or the strength. I can't be that podcast host today, but I also wanted to put something out today, and I just wanted to just get these thoughts off. So to ground us, if you've heard the Marihuaneta jingle, you're probably familiar with the lyrics. She's a depressed 20-something with a college degree who copes with life by smoking too much weed. When I wrote those lyrics, this is pandemic, right? I wrote those lyrics in the pandemic, started this podcast in the pandemic. When I wrote those lyrics, I was sad, capital S-A-D, and I'm still sad. And I have been sad for most of my life, and I will probably be sad for the rest of my life. And I'm very kind of at peace with that because I look around and I think about the reasons why I'm sad. And aside from the very probable chemical imbalance that I have in my brain, it's also the state of things that I can't help but let it get to me. I can't help it. I can't help it. I've never been able to stop the state of the world from making me sad as much as I have tried with things like weed and alcohol and sex and travel and partying and fun and distraction. It's there. It's happening. And I feel it. And we feel it. So on Locatora Radio, my co-host Diosa and I talk about being chionas, being sad girls, and what that really means to us. You can tune in to a recent episode, A Love Letter to Chionas, part two, because there is a part one. We've been on our chiona tip for a long time. So you can tune in to A Love Letter to Chionas, part two, for our latest conversation on this. But for me, here now, talking to myself and anyone else who might be listening, I'm big sad. And I am smoking a lot of weed. I'm eating some of my favorite snacks. I'm writing. I'm recording. I'm creating. I'm smoking. I'm coping, dude. Like, it's times like this that I'm reminded of one of my favorite songstresses and performers, and that's Paquita La del Barrio, and this lyric of hers that is just so iconic and is just so like her. It has become synonymous with her music, and it's this question that she asks of her audience and people listening, and in theory, the men in the audience and the men listening. And Paquita asks, ¿Me estás oyendo inútil? Are you listening, useless? And I love that line because it's so relevant. And Paquita has been around for a long time. And throughout time and place, but always directed at the same object of not only her ire, but the object of so much global despair and anger and resentment. Men. Useless, no good, dirty, rotten men, especially those with some semblance of power. And now, I used to be a very straightforward men are trash girl. Like, loud. Public. I've cooled off of that for a while because it was raising my blood pressure. It was giving me heart palpitations. Just expressing the anger that is there, the expression of it, like, made me unwell. And so while I may not say and write and put out men are trash content, I'm still a men are trash advocate because I have good reason, because men must be stopped. Like, I'm sad, not, and I'm coping not only because of the very likely chemical imbalance in my brain, but also because of the very violent vice stranglehold that despicable men have on our realities and our futures. So, men must be stopped, is what it really comes down to. So ACAB, defund the police. I mean, from sea to shining fucking sea, it comes down to the uselessness of not only police and lawmakers, but like just anybody and everybody who is contributing to this very masculine, like, copyright on massacre and violence and guns and genocide and femicide. The masculine has a copyright and an ownership over these things. And with, like, the destruction of capitalism and the decolonization must come the destruction of masculinized violences. Like, it must end. I'm making up words. I'm making up phrases. I'm just saying things. Please remember, I always smoke when I record this podcast. These are my high thoughts, but they are grounded in reality and in this is a mechanism and it's a process for coping because I live in the same world as you all. This is just how I happen to respond. Thank you for listening. All right, listen up, all you sultry stoners. If you've been lighting up and tuning in to Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads, since season one, episode one, then you know that I like to get high when I record because I'm coping, because I'm dealing, because I'm meditating, because I'm reflecting, because I'm a smoker and I like to smoke weed. So when I feel like smoking weed, I've been smoking flower from Mexican-American owned Salinas-based cannabis brand Humo. This is the new girl on the scene. And TBH, this flower is not only gorgeous, not only does it smell amazing, but it also takes me there, if you know what I mean. Humo has a true mission of accessibility, quality, diversity, and uplift. This podcast, Marihuanera, is all about celebrating la vida marihuanera, la marihuanidad, and normalizing our relationship to flower. The folks behind Humo feel the exact same way. And let me just say that as a conscious cannabis consumer, I really do try hard to support cannabis brands that are POC owned and led. There aren't that many, but Humo is turning out to be the one. Don't just take it from me. Tune into episode 16 of Marihuanera with Humo brand partner and Mota Glass co-founder Susie Green. Susie explains all about the innovative eco-friendly grow techniques that the Possible Project utilizes to cultivate Humo flower. So if you want to light up and enjoy some Humo, but your dispensary doesn't carry Humo flower yet, you can literally ask them to carry Humo today. Trust me, it really does work. Humo as a brand wants you to feel empowered as potheads, as marihuaneras, to ask dispensaries where you shop to carry the brands that most speak to your stoner soul. And remember, where there's fuego, there's Humo. So tonight, I didn't put up any of my soundproofing, which is very minimal. I have like a little shield, like a desktop shield and like a little box that I can stick my mic in. But if you hear dogs, if you hear cars, if you hear appliances, it is what it is. You know, I record from home. I am in my studio apartment above my grandma Nacho's garage. Just doing the fucking thing, you know? And I wanted to do a comedy podcast for a lot of reasons. One, because I love comedy. I am a comedian. I'm a comic, y'all. I'm a comic and I'm a comedy writer. And I wanted to display my chops and my creativity and my writing in podcast form, which is what I know best, in the digital space and in the digital performance space. It's podcasting. Shout out, thank you, Locatora Radio and Locatora Productions. But it's also like I also wanted a comedy cannabis podcast so that I could kind of do whatever I want with it, schedule-wise, content-wise, tone-wise, and topic-wise. So for me, one of the reasons why I like to switch up each episode is every time I sit down is different. You know, I still don't have much of a recording schedule to speak of. I am the executive and associate producer of Marihuanera. I'm the lead writer. I'm the host. I'm the voice talent. I'm all the voice actors. And right now, for season two, I've been the editor. And I like it that way. I love working on a team, but I also like just learning something from all angles. If you all tuned in to Stony Woman, thank you.
I'm going to do a different episode another day, more dedicated to Stony Woman and talking about it and celebrating it. But again, I just don't have the energy right now. And that song and that work deserves a lot more than what I can give it today. And I want to also use this podcast as an opportunity, not only for my listeners, but for me to like get to know me more as a creative, as an artist, and as a thinker, and just kind of giving myself the space to be more adventurous and exploratory and like creative. So I want to thank you all for tuning in. I think some of my favorite shows are shows where people are just talking. So like, I appreciate those podcasters, and I appreciate those comedians who can just hop on the mic and just talk for an hour or 2 hours to no one and about no one in particular, but speaking to and with everyone at the same time. And I hope that I can bring some semblance of that here and there when I put out these episodes of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. If you all have thoughts, ideas, opinions, input about what I should be talking about, who I should be talking to, how I should be talking about these things, you can leave me an Apple Podcast review. You can leave me a SpeakPipe memo at locatoraradio.com. Now, like I tell all my sexual partners, I may invite you to boss me around and tell me what to do, but I might say no to everything you say. I'm still going to do whatever I want. So when I invite you to provide me feedback, know it's an invitation to provide feedback. And that's all it is. It's not a promise. It's not a guarantee. And it's not written into stone that the things you say are going to show up on the show. I love you. I respect you. I admire you. I'm grateful to you. In fact, I need you to listen. But like I said earlier in the credits, bitch, I write this shit. I produce this shit. And I host this shit. So ultimately, this is my shit. And this is also how I cope with life and the world. And if this, the podcast, the project, the writing, the voice, the energy, the message, the style, the vehicle, the mechanism, if any of it helps you to cope, well then, bitch, I've done my fucking job, and so has the weed. And I hope you've been smoking. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Marihuanera, a podcast for potheads. You've been great, and I've been muy, muy mala.